Chances are, if you're not staring at a shampoo bottle or a cereal bowl at this moment, you are staring at traffic. The traffic data company INRIX calculates Americans in traffic lost $87 billion worth of their time just last year. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more on the worst spots, starting in one.
Downtown L.A. offers a panorama of bumper-to-bumper traffic and terrible commutes.
I have to take the 60 freeway to the 71, to the 57, to the 210, to the 2.
Accountant Angela Demutsky has adopted this strategy for her daily 40-mile commute from her home east of Los Angeles.
I leave for work at 4:50 in the morning to hopefully avoid delays.
INRIX found Angelinos spent 128 hours on average last year in congestion, but L.A. is not the worst.
There's an accident, and I'm in the car for 2 hours trying to get home.
Elizabeth Plant commutes a little over 20 miles in the suburbs north of Washington, D.C.
I expanded my gym membership so I can go to the gym for an hour or two and then go home later.
With drivers losing 155 hours on average, D.C.'s is almost the worst congestion. That dubious honor goes to Boston with 164 hours per driver. Chicago, New York, and L.A. round out the top five. In congested Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.